The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has released a report on how it plans to address the child sexual abuse scandal that has battered the Roman Catholic Church. The document is likely to serve as a blueprint next week when the bishops meet in Dallas to adopt new policies and procedures for dealing with sexual abuse in the church. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The report contains 18 recommendations designed to help the church regain its footing. It apologizes to the victims both for the abuse and for the role the bishops played in perpetuating it. It calls for allegations of abuse to be turned over to civil authorities to investigate, and it calls for lay review boards to oversee the implementation of the new policies. But nowhere in the document were the two words that everyone was looking for, zero tolerance. For many, both in and out of the church, the phrase has become the benchmark for judging the church's response to the crisis. But in announcing the report, Archbishop Harry Flynn of Minneapolis-St. Paul said semantics shouldn't be allowed to hide the report's strict policy for dealing with abusive priests.
The policy itself calls for one act of sexual abuse that priest is out of the priesthood, recalling the words of our Holy Father John Paul II when he said, "There is no place in the priesthood for anyone who would sexually abuse the young."
But the report leaves open the possibility that those who committed only a single act of abuse in the past might be allowed to remain in active ministry. Archbishop Flynn said his committee left the door open for further debate next week in Dallas because there are bishops with strong feelings on both sides. Father Tom Reese, the editor of the National Catholic Magazine America, said the bishops may not have a great deal of leeway.
In a perfect world where the bishops had more credibility, I think they might be able to have some flexibility here. But I think that in order to restore their credibility, I think they're going to have a very, very strict policy.
Victim support groups such as SNAP, the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, say the report is deeply flawed. Barbara Blaine, the president of SNAP, says the report doesn't address the misdeeds of bishops who knowingly reassigned abusive priests from parish to parish, allowing them to molest other children. If the bishops are watching the priest, she says, who's watching the bishops?
We feel as though the policy should have some type of consequences on bishops who act as these bishops did. I mean, what is there to prevent another tragedy like Boston? Even if the bishops adopt all of this in Dallas, there's nothing that binds anyone to follow any of these policies.
But Father Reese says whether the policies are legally binding or not, given the current climate, the bishops will have to toe the line.
We're going to know whether or not bishops are with the program. And I think it will be the outrage of the people in the pews, in the media, which will force these bishops not to do this kind of moving of priests from place to place anymore. Frankly, I think the bishops got it. They got that message.
Archbishop Flynn says the report is only a working draft, that it will be hotly debated and undergo numerous changes before all the bishops sign on to it in Dallas. But with the meeting in Dallas still a week away, the sides are already being drawn. Yesterday, after the report was released, Cardinals William Keeler of Baltimore and Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles called for stiffening the recommendations and implementing a zero-tolerance policy for all sexually abusive priests, past, present, and future. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.